understanding seasons, understanding watches, understanding times. It is no doubt that we are living in accelerated times and seasons now. Times are running. You and I know. We are living in accelerated times. Things are fast changing. There's a new car every day. There's a new television every day. There's a new something every day. You and I know. Every day we are becoming much busier in our lives. As a result, ancient landmarks have been removed and are being removed every day. In the church, in our personal life, even the world is too much. But I'm going to focus on the personal and our personal lives. What do we see in the world today? The ancient landmarks of holiness have been removed. Ancient landmarks of marriage, even after God's, the kingdom of God, and look at God's things. Where do we find all these things? But because of we are living accelerated times, everything is accelerating to the point that even believers are accelerating. And the most important sad thing is that even ancient landmarks of spiritual things in the life of a Christian in the 21st century is even being lost. We don't do the things, the spiritual things that God wants us to do anymore. You and I are aware, and that's why I stand before you. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 28, New King James Version, you run quickly with me. Do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set. Do not remove the ancient landmarks which the fathers have received and have set. But what are we finding? We are finding that ancient landmarks are being removed. And I want to streamline on spiritual things that are being removed because of busy lives, because of busy schedules, and because we are running with the world. It does not matter what you are doing. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, New Living Translation, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the earth. Three things you can learn from this word. Everything is determined by season. This season is determining everything. This is the season of Christmas. So you see that we put this here. It's the season of Christmas. That's why you see that Father Christmas is coming alive. Everything, the Bible says, to everything there is a season. So nothing is determined without a season. After this season, then a different season comes in. The believer must understand seasons. The believer must understand times. The believer must understand watches. If not, things will move on and you will still be in the same place. Seasons controls and define time. If it's a time of Christmas, if it's a season of Christmas, it is a time of doing Christmas things. If it's a season of Easter, there is a time of doing Easter things. So one, seasons controls everything. Two, seasons controls time. Seasons controls purpose. So he says that for everything there is a season, one, and then a time, a purpose for everything. So for you to identify your purpose, you must understand time. And for you to identify your purpose, you must understand seasons. This means that when a believer misses or fails to understand seasons, there's a lot of things that goes wrong. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, New King James. The Bible says that, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. If you have your Bible, write and just underline it. The Bible says they had understanding of the times, meaning that they understood seasons. Now listen, because they are understanding of the times, they know what Israel ought to do. Because seasons determine what man ought to do. So the one who understands seasons understands how everything should work in his life. God wants us to be like the children of Issachar. I'm speaking to individuals. If you can get it, we will stop struggling in so many places. 200 people in the tribe of Israel, the Bible said they understood seasons, and as a result, they were able to know what the whole entire Israelite had to do. A very insignificant group. But because they understood seasons, they were leaders. If you and I will understand seasons, we will be leading. There's two questions I want to address. How do we understand seasons in the midst of a world in acceleration? I've just said that the world is accelerating. And so because the world is accelerating, if you're not careful, you will move with the world. But there are ancient landmarks that still don't have to be removed. Even if the world is moving, even if the world is making a mistake, God is depending on you and I. That if you and I do not understand these seasons, then we flow with the world. The most important things that we put underneath our meetings have become the most important things that are coming on top of the world now. How do we tap into revelational knowledge? Seasons brings revelational knowledge. To have the upper hand, the key to understanding seasons is through consistent watching and praying. If we are to understand seasons, we must go through consistent watching and praying. Seasons are carriers of God's intention from us. Seasons are periods characterized by revelation and truth. That is what season represents. This season, you must understand it because it is characterized by revelation and truth. It's not about taking time for that, it's about Christ. That is the revelation and that is the truth of what the Lord is doing. There is a reason why the Bible says in the book of James chapter 4 verse 3 that you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. The word amiss does not mean you ask for the wrong cause only. It means that the word amiss also can mean that you ask at the wrong time or the wrong season. If you are to ask something at 6 o'clock and you ask it at 12 in the afternoon, if you are not careful, you are asking amiss. The farmer fails to sow in the rainy season and sows in a dry season. Can he go and ask God, why am I not reaping? Because dry season, you will not get anything. That's how seasons are. That's how, man, we have to understand seasons. You have to understand watches. The word watch, it means also prayer. You must understand times. There is a reason why the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and pay very particular attention, pray without seasoning. There's a reason why. There is a reason why the Bible says in Luke 18:1, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show them that man ought to pray and never give up. There is a reason why Matthew 25:13 says, so you too, the New Living Translation, must keep watch, for you do not know the day or the hour my return. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 26 verse 41, that keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation, because you don't know when temptation is coming. It can come in a different season that you are not prepared. And so the believer must be consistent. That's what I'm talking about. You cannot be busy and not be consistent. You cannot be doing anything and say that I'm busy too much that I can't be with God. Forget it. God is not ready for that. And I'm very serious in what I'm saying. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 in the Amplified Version, listen. The Bible says, pray at all times. Not sometimes. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season. Understand the seasons. In the spirit, with all manner of prayer and entity. The general verse said something on Saturday that struck my heart. And the Lord said, take note of it. He said that if we want an overflow, there must be loads of prayers. If we want an overflow, it's not your course. Come go for your master's and your PhDs. There must be loads of prayers. Don't lose focus. Because we are losing the body of Christ, the church, the individuals. That means you and I, including myself. We are focusing on things that mean nothing to the kingdom. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints. God's consecrated people. God knows the world is moving in acceleration. God knows you are busy. But he says that I require constant and consistent prayer. He knows your schedule, but he does not fly your schedule. He knows. But that's what the Bible, this is what the ancient landmark is saying. I'm not speaking my words here. I'm speaking the word of God. It's not about me. How do we achieve this?